get a new perspective of God and perspective of yourself? Are you dealing with any pride or hard-heartedness where you're saying, I'm going to go this route until I hit a brick wall, until God changes me? You don't want that. Because remember, the devil tricked humankind with the same old tactic, which was he came to Adam and Eve and said, wouldn't you like to be a God too? Wouldn't you like to be equal with him? Wouldn't you like to peek behind the curtain and see where he gets his power? That's the same thing Satan offers witches today. Harry Potter, the Marvel movies, the DC movies. It's the same thing. No new tricks. In the cartoon, The Incredibles, one of my favorite cartoons, I like it. The villain, the little boy, he said to Mr. Incredible, he said, well, since you denied me power when I asked you, so now I've grown up and I've become a villain. My goal is now to make everyone super. And if everyone is super, then no one is really super. That was an awesome line. Why? Because that's the exact same line the devil has been using from the beginning of time. That's his whole plan. If you want to know God, Satan's plan is to do that. From the beginning of time, he wants to make everyone super. So I'll give you all power and you'll all be equal. There will be no one higher than you except me. It's the same thing he told Adam and Eve. It's the same thing he told Jesus. He said, bow down to me and I'll give you this whole world. That's his plan, to make everyone powerful. And that's what Marvel and DC and the comic books, the Batmans and all those, it's making everyone wish that they had superpowers so that they can be like God. So basically, everyone becomes equal with God. So this is that trick. But it's the spirit of pride. So it comes in very subtly, but the Bible says pride comes before fall, before sudden destruction. So you want to examine yourself. God, Satan wants you to know that you can have all this power, be just like God. Don't worry about him. This is that pride syndrome. So, examine yourself. Are you saying these things to yourself? Listen, I have something to say. I want to be seen. I have a voice too. I want you to look at me, listen to me. My views are important. You look at my followers, my viral videos. I want to be the one up front on stage. That's that mindset. Where, think about it, everyone has a social media page, therefore everyone can be seen. We've never been in a time like that before. It was just the stars. Now everybody's a star. Everyone can be famous, go viral overnight. That's the trick of the enemy. Everyone has a podcast, right? Including me. Everyone has a voice because everybody wants to put their opinion out there. Is it wrong? Not in of itself, but is it a spirit of pride? Everyone is reporting the news. So there's no more news, real news reporters, right? Because everyone has a YouTube page. So you're saying you should listen to me. I can report the news just like them. But think about what was the thing that happened to Miriam, Moses' sister. Do you remember the story? Miriam said, Moses, you're not the only one that hears God. You're not the only prophet around here. We hear God too. I can hear God. God's not the only one who speaks to you. Yada, yada, yada. She started flipping off the mouth. was the next thing that happened to her? She got leprosy. Because that's the spirit of pride, which the spirit of pride says, I don't have to honor someone that God put in authority over me. Could she hear God? She probably did hear God. But doesn't mean she needed to disrespect Moses. Because that's the spirit of everybody is equal. Nobody is above the next person. There is no order. And when something is out of order, something's not going to work. If something's not working, examine it. Because if it's not working, something must be out of order. Like the military, there has to be rank and order. God has rank and order in his military. So examine yourself. See if this prescription, this lens you need to take off and get a new perspective. Because we don't want to live in a culture with a spirit of dishonor. So Satan has created a culture of dishonor where everyone's on that same level. So it was the same plan from the Garden of Eden. It's the same plan now. You can be just as knowledgeable and just as wise and just as powerful as God. So remember, God hates it. And when you have a spirit of pride, then comes a fall. The enemy makes people famous in our society for doing nothing. He has given society the perspective that because someone is well known, they must have value, that they have the right to be heard. No, that they have the right to be given obscene amounts of money. No. God's laws of money were created to follow those with value, not just because people do something foolish on a social media or eat food in a microphone. He tricks people into believing that they should receive honor just because they're well known. You can be well known for doing something foolish. Doesn't mean that you have a voice and an opinion and are equal to someone else that has greater honor. So do a self-examination. Is there pride in your heart that you need to deal with? If these perspective lenses are hitting home, then let's change your perspective lenses, change them out. Because pride could be, you could be dealing with a spirit of pride, spirit of dishonor, and that could be the thing that's holding you back in your life, your business, your relationships, your closer walk with God. So thank you. Leave comments. Love to have your feedback. Again, Kenneth Burnett, the Vision Doctor, giving you not new prescription lenses, but I give you new perspective lenses. Have a great day. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the new podcast of Kenneth Burnett, aka the Vision Doctor. If you are pregnant with a vision, I will help you birth it. And they call me the Vision Doctor also because I don't give you new prescription lenses, but I give you new perspective lenses. So today we're going to dive right in to our topic today. What could be holding you back? We want to talk about what could you be dealing with that is keeping you from being more successful in your life, in your business, relationships, any of that. So we're dealing with the same old devil who's using the same old tactics, same tricks. He has humans looking at life through the wrong lens. They're looking at everything from the wrong perspective because We're living in the days of Noah. It's the modern day Tower of Babel. So if you know the story, the society at that time had come together in unity and decided they wanted to build a tower to reach up to heaven. So we're at that same place today where they are wanting to be larger than themselves. As parents tell your kids, you're getting a little too big for your britches. And that's what's happening right now. We're in a time where people are getting too big for their britches, because if you remember the story, God had to come down and take care of those people and confuse the languages so that they weren't able to finish the tower. And that's when eventually the flood came and Noah was the only one saved with his family. So, or is anything holding you back from experiencing a greater level of success in your life? If you examine that story, then they had pride. So it was the same devil with the same tactics. He tricked that society. He's tricking people today, filling them with pride, where they say they can be just like God. That's the same thing that Satan did when he was in heaven. He said he wanted to be like God. You know the end of the story. He got kicked out. So he said he was going to trick Adam and Eve, where they said, you don't have to obey God's rules. Take this fruit and you'll be just like God. So you know the end of that story. Didn't work out too well for them either. So it's the same devil using the same tactics on a new group of people. So listen, if you're wearing any pride lenses, we're going to take them off today. And I want to give you a new perspective lenses. So first, it's going to be time for a daily paradigm shift. We're going to do that self-examination, which is a heart check, because we see life from our heart. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he becomes. Because we don't look at life from our natural eyes. We look at life from within outward. So we want to look at that mindset that we have and examine it. Is that what could be holding you back? And most people say, no, I don't have any pride. I'm a humble person. Yeah, but let's examine it. Let's just look at it. Because a mindset is everything. The mind is going to be the area that will hold us back in life. So I'm going to look at couple questions here. So you can only go as far as your mind can take you. So what's happening today in society is that we don't know if what people are doing is pride. We don't know, because you can't examine the heart. But what you can look at is the outcome. So right now, people are doing as far as their mind can take them. They're saying, I'm taking no thought about, should I do it? They're never asking that question. Is it morally right? They're not asking that question. Is it ethical? They're not asking that question. Is it biblically right before God? They're not asking that question. The Bible says all things are lawful, but not necessary. The Bible also says we reverence God and follow his laws. The Bible also says seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness or his rule or authority and what he declares to be right and just. They're never asking these questions. So they're coming up with artificial intelligence and other technology and sciences and going as far as the human potential can take them. Look at the movies today. So they're not asking those questions. So that's pride. And what we have to remember is examine, what is your perception of God? What's your perspective of the characteristics of God? The Bible says that will be in the end days, it will be just like in the days of Noah. We are living in the modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay? So if we look at what is the characteristics of God, how can we tell what the characteristics of God are? We look at the days of Noah. He allowed them to build the tower, and then he came down and destroyed it. So most people think that God is going to be give them immediate judgment, right? But we got to look at the characteristics of God. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. He allowed that city to get so wicked until he destroyed it with fire. And he only allowed one family to get out, which was the family of Lot. Look at when Moses went up to the mountain to get the Ten Commandments. Aaron and the people built a golden calf. God saw it. He allowed it before he had them melt it down and eat it. Elijah. He was there with the prophets of Baal, with Jezebel and Ahab. God allowed the prophets to cry out for a whole day before he came down with fire. So we got to understand that God's characteristics is to allow things for a period of time. It's called, he's long suffering. Look at the story of Solomon. He allowed Solomon to build the temple to God and then spend years to build where Solomon built a temple that was even larger than the temple he built to God. He allowed that. It took years, but God was patient. He was letting Solomon see what was in his heart. He built a temple that was larger and bigger than God, but God didn't stop him. He didn't correct him. Because that's the kind of God we have. God is up in heaven looking at humans like with the Kevin Hart face. Saying, look at this. Look at this. Yeah, look at this. And he's laughing at us. That's what it says in Proverbs. The verse says that wisdom will cry in the street, and when you don't take heed, she will laugh at you. So take heed that God's characteristics are long-suffering, and he's not going to immediately change the course that you're on if you're going the wrong way deliberately in pride. So God let the people fulfill their wicked and evil desires, then destroyed them. People have the wrong perspective of God. So change your lenses. Take them off. If you're looking at God as this God who will immediately bring a judgment or immediately correct your actions, if you are not listening to him willfully and you've closed your ears to his voice, he'll allow you to keep on going that route before destruction comes. So let's have the right perspective of God. So don't think that the perspective is if he has not intervened, then he's accepting what you're doing, he's condoning it, or he's not watching it, he doesn't see it, or he's too weak to stop it. Wrong perspective. Take those glasses off. The Bible says in the day of judgment, don't harden your heart. Because what's happening is, I want you to understand that this is a time where we have to have the right perspective if we want to have the right outcome in life. If you're looking at life from the wrong perspective, then you'll continually think that you're doing right until you get to the end just to realize you are going the wrong direction. The Bible even says that many will say to God in that last day when you get to heaven, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name and cast out devils and do all these great works? And God says, no, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. So we have to remember that how we perceive God, our right perspective, is very, very important. It says, examine yourself, judge yourself so you would not be judged. So you judge yourself by taking your lenses, taking them off, your perspective lenses, looking at them, cleaning them off, and seeing if they're dirty. If they're dirty, wipe them off, and then put them back on.